Welcome back to another episode of Camp Time is Real Time. I'm your host, Sarah Labreck, and we are into the third session. It is week five with Rachel and Billy Rice. This is awesome. Great perspective from Billy, who's grown up at camp, and Rachel, whose first year it is at camp. And it was so nice to hear about how the summer has gone and everything that has been going along at camp. This week, we talk about all of the things that happen, the special guests coming to sing, the counselor karaoke, counselor competitions, a brand new one. We talk about the shows. You know what? We talk about it all, week five. So really good one. Hope you enjoy it, and we will see you next week. Bye. How did it come to be that you like actually worked at camp for a summer?
I think it was like last summer I was wishing that I worked at camp, but I was like so stressed with wedding stuff that I was like, I have to do it next summer. Yeah. I was like committing last August to do it this summer. It was just like, I was always so jealous. I'm like, I want to be involved in all these inside stories. Like I went to hang with all the people, but I felt like I didn't know a lot of what they were talking about.
Yeah. So when you step on camp for orientation, like what's it like being the new person, and like how did orientation go, and like how quickly did you feel like part of it?
Yeah, I'd say it was intimidating for like the first 20 minutes, and then it just became not intimidating because everyone was so nice.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and I was like, it was nice to have Ethan also be brand new, and he was also kind of quiet again, only for like the first 20 minutes. And then everyone was just awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was really cool to like see Sam be super serious. Like he was super serious with the wedding, but like typically when I see him at camp, I'm like, wow, this is his job. But during orientation, it's like serious Sam.
Yeah.
For the beginning. Yeah. So it was cool to like learn a little bit of the ins and outs, but then you kind of jump right in. Once the CITs and assistants got there, I was like, oh no, like I'm new. Everyone knows I'm new. I'm standing out like a sore thumb. But it was fine. Yeah, it was all good.
That's great. That's what Ethan said too. I think he was like, you know, 20 minutes and I was good. And I was like, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Like, that's such a testament to like how orientations run and how like what the camp is, that everyone's like, all right, like you are ours now. Like right. You're in.
Yeah. The first activity where Sam was like, find an assistant and a CIT and a head counselor. I'm like, oh no, I don't know which ones are which. And I didn't want to like offend anyone. I'm like, I only know a couple people here. I'm like, Mason, you're an assistant, right? He's like, yeah, you have to find a CIT. So yeah. But everyone, then people like came over to me, which was nice.
So you are in the Pups, which is the older tribe, the older age in junior camp. How are you liking it?
I love it. It's awesome. Yeah. I teach fifth grade, so it's just fun for me in the summer to do something kind of different. So younger kids is just a lot more fun. Tons of energy. And I like that they're also pretty new to camp. I mean, there's some people that were there as tadpoles, but a lot of them were new. It was cool. I'm like, I'm new too. Let's try to figure it out together.
Aw, that's awesome.
Yeah. I originally would have liked the tadpoles, but because we had all of our nieces come, I'm like, I just can't be with them.
Yeah.
I think they did way better with Elizabeth. So than they would have with me. They just would have been too attached.
Yeah. I think you guys are so right about that.
They love their Auntie Rachel too. So it wouldn't be good.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure. because they were all there. I mean, it was that was so great, like that John was here for so long, and like the whole Texas crew and everything. Like, I don't know, that's, they live, you know, 2,000 miles away, but like all the cousins get to be together. Right.
Good 4 weeks of camp.
Yeah,
it's pretty awesome.
You know, we were driving to camp, I can't remember what day it was this week, and Aiden goes, ooh, Patrick's in school.
Oh no.
I was like,
yeah,
oh, it's too funny.
It's a bummer. So Billy, when you guys first met or shortly thereafter, did you know Rachel would be a good camp person?
Yeah, I mean, she's, as soon as like I saw her around kids, and I just couldn't tell, she's awesome. Like I've seen her as a teacher and she's just amazing at it, and I knew to be able to do it in a fun environment, which would be even better.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, less rules.
Yeah, we I'm actually Sam Carey, and I now one activity a week. We go to the junior camp. So like Carey takes the tadpole, Sam takes the cubs, and I take the pups.
Oh, get out!
And yeah, it's pretty cool. So, but we were just talking. I was talking about with Sam. He's like, I always like had a lot of respect for people that do junior camp, but then doing it for one activity, I'm like, man, this is a tough job. I was like, yeah, they're out of their minds.
Oh, that's really cool. So you guys get like a free period.
Yeah. We never had free periods. Everybody else did, but junior camp never did. The hardest job, but no free period. So
that's Sam awesome. That
up. Yeah. I didn't even, I was like, wait, why do we get a free period? And Billy's like, everyone else gets one. I'm like, really? I had no idea.
That's one of those like really cool innovations of like, it took what, like 50 years. They're like, hold on a second.
Something's not there. Yeah.
These people need 45 minutes off.
Yeah.
Oh, they started it, like, I think, third session last year, and then continued it to, like, I think once a session this year, right?
Yeah. We've had it twice now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so great. Oh, man. And that's so cool that, like, the kids get, I'm sure the kids are like, oh, wow, like, we get to, like, you know, the guy with the feather, or, you know.
Right, yeah, I heard them, I walked by the Cubs after I left the pups, and they were going to music, and they were like, John, guess who's our counselor? And he's like, is it Sam? Like, yeah, he's right with you.
But we are in the third session. We've made it 2/3 of the way through. So week 5, which is a good one because it's like you can savor it. Like, you know, it's coming to a close. So it's like, I mean, I thought last week you guys did an insane amount of things in 5 days.
Yeah.
And you're just like, you're just like, the gas is fully on the floor right now. Like, there's no letting up.
Something different.
Busy.
Yeah.
Yeah. In the best way. Mother Nature's like, guess what? We're doing rain. We're, yeah.
you haven't had enough rain like during camp. So then we just had 2 hard rain days, but.
Yeah. You showed that you can open the camp with rain. So we're going to open another session with rain. I hear you got through all 5 activities, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Amazing.
On the first day.
Yeah.
And there were, how many sings did we do that day?
Yeah, sing 2 was funny because like we had just, the kids were like, wait, why are we doing it again? And the new kids, and like I had 8 new campers this session. So I'm trying to be like, this isn't normal, but it'll be awesome. I'm guessing it's going to rain. Like, I think Sam has his weatherman hat on. That's why we're doing this.
We're not usually stuck in this hot tent for 3 hours.
That's right. I got for my kids that on that first sing, there were 4 versions of Yogi Bear. Is this a thing this year that we're just making up Yogi Bear?
All the twists.
Oh, yeah. Year of the Yogi Bear.
Yeah.
So it's, I got
front row for Sam's face. Like when someone's like, and we're going to sing Yogi Bear with the twist. And he's like, okay.
So we've got Freddie, Shay, Ethan, the classic. But I'll tell you, Quinn loves it.
Yeah.
And she's like, I think I want to sing a Yogi Bear at sing. And I'm like,
yeah, with the twist.
Yeah, ask your counselor.
I love it. Yeah, there was a creative like Kelly one, I feel like, this week too.
I feel like sometimes they're just saying names when they get up there.
Yeah. It was like, I think Kelly was, it was a very random one.
Very
I'm
random.
Like, yeah.
Is, speaking of Kelly, is she head counselor of the Skunks? What is this?
She wanted a troop name.
She wanted a troop name. And then the camp voted.
So the camp gave her options, and it was everyone voted skunk.
Yeah, that's what it was.
So like, he came out in the skunk costume we have running around flag the other morning.
That's awesome.
That is so
it's like
good.
It was meant to be, actually, because there was just a handy skunk costume.
Of course. I did want to give a shout out to Fiona for recognizing me that first morning. And she's like, or the afternoon, she's like, I'll get your kids. And I'm like, thank you so much. You did not do that.
Yeah,
it was very sweet of her for doing that. My kids came home and they're like, we got through everything. Like, we did everything. We had 2 sings and they were like pretty psyched about it. So,
yeah.
Awesome. You know, you get curveballs and they're like, we're going with it.
Yeah.
So we were in a weird weather pattern. So Tuesday rolls around. We've got some more rain. But you guys were at the posts in the morning. But then I think the skies just like opened up on Tuesday.
We got to do flag, which was good because the kids hadn't really seen, like, we did like a pretend lowering Monday afternoon in the stables, you know, with the friendship circle, but the kids, are, you know, the new ones are like, what are we doing? I'm like, I know, it'll make more sense tomorrow. So yeah, then we did flag, and then it was like, I think backpacks away and get to the tent like as quickly as possible.
Got it.
And then it just started pouring out.
Yeah.
And it like, just, we just kept checking the radar, and it was kept saying it was going to be go away by like 10, and then it was like 10:15, and then before you know it, it was like 11:45, and it was still pouring.
And it rained that hard too.
I don't think we've ever seen that much rain in that little time at camp. Like, I've never seen puddles build up like that.
I think the water just had like nowhere to go, and then it eventually slipped away.
Yeah.
Like when we walked into the stables. I'm not even kidding. I think the kids, it was up to like midway on their shins, the puddle. And they're like, can we walk through it? I'm like, sure.
So wet. Jump in it.
Yeah. You know, they're just like covered in mud and water. I'm like, but it was fun. Like, and then I'm like, let's just change our shoes now. Who has like Crocs in their bags? Yeah, we kept doing like scooches inward. Sam would be like, all right, now everyone scooch in towards Ty. The carpet was just getting wetter and wetter.
That's great. Yeah. Did you guys do at any point, do you guys still do the rain dances?
No, not really. Not like we used to. Not like where everyone would have the instruments and be like around the sun. No, we don't really do that anymore.
Got it. Okay.
We're not all about that.
That would have been a good day for it.
Yeah, would be a great day for a rain dance.
Yeah. Well, knock on wood. Hopefully you're not gonna need it this year. But I think I said on a pod, everyone would have an instrument and there'd be like a huge conga line and all the counselors would be walking around playing instruments. To get the rain away. Yeah. I thought rain dances and snow dances were to shoo the weather away for like way too long in life. Like typically it's like to bring it. Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's true. Usually people do it to bring the rain.
Yeah. But we used to, I think we did that back in the day when like we didn't really have a plan for the rain.
Just keep it going. Some time. Yeah.
Yeah. But Tuesday was also, was it assistant dress up, the bikers and surfers?
Oh yeah, no, it was. You're right, because they came in on the vehicle.
Yeah,
yeah. Just the flag.
What did they come in on?
Oh, the John Deere Gator.
All of them?
Yeah, I think they all squeezed on it, right?
I think it was all the bikers.
All the bikers.
Yeah, like all in their like leather jackets and jeans.
Pretty random, surfers and bikers. But yeah.
Hey, if those two groups of people can get together, anyone can, right?
Right. Yeah.
That's so wonderful.
Yeah. And then the bikers won, and they did the like sing off, that thing, like who could be louder.
Oh yeah.
Bikers versus surfers, and it divided the camp like half and half. I don't know the song. So I was like, I'm sorry, I can't help with this one. I don't know these words. Ham and eggs? Flop them. Yeah.
They did it against each other. Surfers versus bikers.
That's great. And the bikers won?
They were louder, yeah. So
yeah. Surfers like laid back, like it's fine. Oh, right. That's great. Ham and eggs is like a camp classic, like goes back. Many years.
We used to compete. That used to be a competition for like first session, second session, and then like there'd be a championship in the third or something like that. Just like they would do it three times.
With the campers? Or no.
Just... It used to be like, it would be like, when Tommy said it would be like families, like, the Rice family versus like the Cal family or something up there.
Gotcha. Oh,
or
cool.
Like a different camp family.
Yeah. Okay.
And then way, way back in the way, do you remember this, Billy, when it was Sam and Adam?
No, I don't remember that.
Yeah. So way back it was. So Sam and then Adam Carlson, his best friend, the ultimate male, they would do it the three sessions. And it was like, who are you rooting for? And it was always fun. Those people right on the line in the middle, they were like, ooh, like, you know, whose team am I going to be on? But it was loud. And I'm assuming that you guys got to the decibel level up pretty high this year as well.
Oh yeah, so loud. Awesome. Like, how can we even?
Rachel's probably blocking her ears.
Yeah, it's really loud at the front.
Anyway, so you know, you have a little rain, but we're going on counselor karaoke on Tuesday.
Yeah. Oh, Tuesday. Yeah.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, that was, I remember, I think it was like Monday. We were out at Pioneering under the little saw, what's it called?
Saw. This old sawmill.
Yeah, like to try to get out of the rain. And Sam comes around, he's like, karaoke's on for tomorrow. Here's your times. I'm like, oh no, okay. I thought it would be like Thursday. Yeah, it was. And then I had asked Mason because I did Love Story by Taylor Swift. Oh. And there's like a long intro. So I'm like, I just don't know when to start singing without the words. So right. Mason gave me like a cue, like, start now.
Oh, that's nice.
He's like, yeah, I'll go home and listen to it and I'll give you like a signal. So yeah, it was great. I thought there would be sing and then karaoke, but since we had such a long sing in the morning, we just kind of came back together for karaoke.
Nice.
Yeah, it was Molly, me, Shay, Ty, and Fink.
And then we were one short. So Monday, Mary got to step in with the head counselors and do karaoke.
Yeah, that was awesome. And she won.
She won.
Yeah.
I didn't know what song it was. Everybody seemed to be singing it, and we've never heard this in my life.
Yeah. It must be from a movie or something, because like I didn't see it.
Yeah. No, my kids knew it and they're okay, like, put it on. So I will tell you, every time, this is 100% the summer of Taylor Swift and I'm here for it. We are like new Swifties in this house.
Right.
Every time there is a Taylor Swift song played at Sing, it becomes a LeBrec favorite. We started out the summer with the core four. We're now up to the core 10. It's just every time there's another Taylor Swift.
Nice. Yeah. Added into the rotation.
Yeah. So but I get the clues from Quinn as to what the song is. She's like, can you put on the song? It's about like Juliet and whatever. Yeah. And I was like, and then I'll text my friend. I'm like, what song is this? And immediately I get the answer.
Yeah. Perfect. Yeah.
So, but we're up to the core 10. So I love it. Long live Taylor Swift.
Summer of Taylor Swift, definitely.
Are you a karaoke person? Like, would you?
No. Oh my God.
Okay. Yeah. So you're at a new job.
About it at orientation. I think Sam told us at orientation. I was like, this is my nightmare. But then I think that Sam knew to put me last because I got to see so many people do it. And I feel like camp just instills confidence in people. So I was like, wow, I actually feel pretty confident in week 5. I can do this.
Yeah. That's great. Yeah.
It was like a total out of my comfort zone thing, but very fun.
Just in general, how long did it take you to kind of realize that that feeling was always going to be there? Like you can go up and like be silly or do something you're not going to do and you're going to get nothing but positive reinforcement.
Yeah, I think that you see it right away, but then to feel it took like maybe the first week. I'm like, oh, like we could get up and do anything. Mm-hmm. And the camp will cheer and love it.
Yeah. Literally anything.
Yeah. Well, and you see people go up and I'm like, it's so funny, but it's awesome that they are so confident. Like whoever's up there, I'm like, I'm amazed by you.
Yeah, that's great. Oh, I love that. I love hearing it. So yeah. So with the karaoke, is there going to be a karaoke off in the coming weeks or?
Yeah, I guess big plans. Next week,
they got big plans, I guess, too. Maura, Freddie and
Mary.
And Mary.
Love it. Ooh, yeah. Can't wait to find out. It's good. Right. Look, Mary stepping in last minute, coming out with the W.
Ooh. Yeah, I know. And Sam was like looking for an assistant to step up. I was like scanning the room. All their faces were like, you know.
To be fair, there's literally nothing that those girls can't do.
Yeah, they are amazing.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on to Wednesday. All right. So Wednesday we have crazy hair and crazy hat day. Oh, yeah. Do we have any big standouts for that one?
I mean, I look good in my wig always, but
yeah, brought that for me. Yeah,
of course.
I think like the girls did the classic like lots of little ponytails everywhere. It was fun to see color in some people's hair. Yeah. Some people did the color thing. Quinn's hair was awesome. And then like the color's still kind of in some people's hair too. Like as the week goes on, I'm like, wait, your hair is still colored.
Yeah,
good turnout though.
I liked Trisha's hat. It was like massive. She wore like this massive sun hat.
Nice.
But then I saw some of her campers rocking later in the day. So.
And on Wednesday, there was no rain. It was the first day of the session.
Beautiful
and it
was day.
Yeah. Perfect. Yeah.
It was like one of those days where like you're walking around just like having a really good day and like everybody's looking like they're having the best day. And just like the vibes there are great. It was awesome.
Yeah. And to have like long activities was nice too. Because like Monday, Tuesday, they were shorter. So to have business as usual, 40 minutes was nice.
Well, kind of. And then we've got the tugboat competition.
Yeah, that's true. There was a competition added in.
This looked awesome. Can you guys tell me about what happened in this competition?
So I, those two, there's like two new little blue kayaks that I bought. They're not the best. We were going to return them. And then Scott realized that he loves them because the kids like could barely paddle. They're like tipping over and he loves it. So if somebody said to Sam, I was like, we should do a tug of war with those in the pool. But yeah, so I just, I zipped it. They have like a little slit in the back. And I used like these heavy duty zip ties and put like a circle and then just tied a rope. And we started them touching back to back in the middle of the pool and just 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. And whoever can pull them past the 5-foot line or fall out loses.
Yeah. So if you fall out, you lose automatically. But if then you have to try to get the boat to the other side past the line. Yeah. It seemed, I was like, oh, this is really cool. Like, who's stronger? And then I'm like, wow, it has nothing to do with strength.
All about balance.
All about balance. Yeah.
They looked like they were in slow motion because, like, to try to paddle and not tip over, they were like this. Like, you know, they like weren't really moving. It was so funny.
Yeah, Sam too. I'm like, his entire body is like so clenched and tight as he tried to pull.
So funny.
That sounded cool. That's a really cool idea for a comp. I hope it.
Yeah,
it was awesome.
I loved it, especially Carter getting in. Like it took him like 3 tries to get into the boat, which the kids thought was hilarious. Oh,
yeah. Couldn't get in. Just kept flipping over.
Like he wants it so bad. Give him another chance.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Anytime you put the kayaks in the pools, that's gonna be awesome.
It's gonna be awesome.
Yeah.
We were at swim lessons and I think you were hosing them off and the kids were like, why does Billy have kayaks? And I was like, oh, I'm guessing something's going to happen with them in the pool. They were so interested.
Something's brewing.
Yeah.
That's great. Do you remember who won that one or what team took it?
We had to do a playoff because it was tied after the three teams went. Of course. So Emily McKechnie won for...
It's Emily versus Sam too. I think it's Shayshaw.
Shay Show, I guess.
Right. Is on a run, isn't
on a
it?
Run, yeah.
Are you? What team are you on, Rachel?
Shay Show. Yeah, I know. The kids are always like, "Is Shay winning?" I'm like, "Yeah, she's been winning like for weeks now. Shay Show's been winning for a while."
Right. Shay Show just like stayed below the fray, and it's just like this little nonsense can happen, and we're just gonna collect W's.
Right.
Right. We're just gonna win.
Yeah. We'll let Freddie and Ty do their thing, but yeah, we're just going to win the competition.
I also, just about the counselor teams, I love that they have like their like calling cards, the like team with Ty and the Shay Show.
Yeah, the Shay Show, yeah.
Yeah, like all of that stuff is so cool. Quinn does it all the time. She loves showing it to me. They also like doing each of the troop like calling cards or whatever, the like ears up cubs.
Oh yeah,
like,
yeah.
And they can do most of them for like all the troops. I think that's really cool. It just gives like a sense of like,
catchy. The kids love them.
Yeah. It's very cool. And then so long periods, long activities on Wednesday plus an activity, plus special guest John Svetke at Sing.
Oh, that was amazing.
Yeah, that was a huge surprise to me. I didn't know that was happening.
Yeah, how did that come to be? I guess, Billy, did you must
have his niece still comes there. Okay. And she like really wanted him to come because it's their last year as a camper. And she talked to Sam. She's like, oh, if you can get him to come, we'd love to have him. So she put it together and he came and it was awesome.
So John Svetke was a counselor way, way, way back in the... like probably 80s, maybe early 90s.
Yeah, mid to late 80s.
Mid to late 80s. Okay. So what did he do at Sing?
What did he start with? Song that Tom used to make him. I don't know. I didn't really know what song it was, but it was a song that Tom requested him to learn because Tom was there too. Tom and Sing came. So he played that first for Tom.
Big one was the guy came back. He did sing a Taylor Swift song.
Charlie on the MTA, MBTA, and then... Then the cat came back with the lost verse.
There's a lost verse?
There's a verse that we never sing. And every time he comes, we're like, we got to write this down so we know it.
Yeah.
Something about like a boy going up in a balloon.
To the moon,
balloon to the moon or something. Sam wrote it down, so we have it now. Nice. And then he did his famous Purple People. What is it?
Oh, one eye, one horn. Yeah.
Flying purple.
Yeah.
That one gets the kids going.
Yeah, they love that.
There's like a whole dance routine to it. And then, yeah, and then he's like, all right, I got one left. I'm going to sing a folk song. And then he just sang Shake It Off by Taylor Swift.
Yeah, hilarious.
Amazing.
Yeah, and then that's what he thought he was done. And Sam was like, no, we need The Cat Came Back. You have to
sing
it.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Yeah.
That's so great. Yeah, so he was there with his acoustic guitar and playing all the hits. I think that's so great, bringing in like someone from the like distant past to like all of these songs that are still sung today. And like some of them, like I know John Say like likes to bring them back, like Titanic and stuff, where the stuff like before we had CDs and I guess the iPad now, like that was all we did. There was not this like go up and like lip sync to your favorite song, which is great. The kids love it. But it used to be all of these like, you know, songs you sing around a campfire. So I think that that's great.
And the kids like singing them too. You know, they just, and the more they're saying them, they know the words.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was cool. That was the thing where we didn't have the typical like head counselor assistant, CIT orchestra. And it was John and Mason.
Yeah.
So it was cool.
So when we did The Cat Came Back, John and Mason both played with him. So John played guitar and Mason played keyboards.
Oh my gosh.
Mason is unbelievable.
Yeah, Sam was like, we have the past music, the current music, and the future music all up here today.
That's really cool. That makes me so happy.
Yeah, it was special.
Yeah, what a treat. What a treat on a Wednesday. So we finish up Wednesday, we go into Thursday. Mm-hmm. There was the... what I heard was the classic hoops and sacks race.
Sacks, hoops and sacks, yeah.
Sacks and hoops.
Sacks and hoops.
Trying to decide the name was funny.
So what's that competition and how did it go?
So three teams and there was campers and counselors.
So it was eight counselors and eight campers, right? Yeah. No.
I think eight.
Yeah, eight counselors, eight campers, one on each side. You just got to go in a potato sack and go to the other side if you're the camper. Then when the counselor gets the sack, they have to go through the hula hoop before they can go to the other side.
Got it.
A relay race back and forth.
Oh,
been classic. Going on for like, yeah, classic.
A classic, yeah.
It's, I don't know when we started doing that. They're calling it hoops and sacks, but it's stuck.
Yeah. It's funny, like the dance to it, too. Yeah. Like, yeah, like sacks and
hoops. Hoops and sacks. Sacks and hoops. It's a riot.
The whole camp's doing it before it starts. It was funny. The kids are like...
Yeah, Sam was like, before the competition, he's like, all right, I think we're going to try to change the name of this one. Who's got some ideas for me? And like, yeah, like he got like five counselors, give an idea, a couple of campers. And then he went through like, all right, cheer which one you want. And then no one really cheered for any of them. They're like, when he's like, all right, I guess, you got, what do you guys want? Hoops and sacks? And we're like, ah!
Yeah. He's like, start chanting the one you want. And that one just like slowly became louder and louder. Yeah.
So funny.
Did the Shay Show take this one also?
That one got confusing.
Yeah.
So in the moment, like I guess when you finish the relay, everyone's supposed to sit. Mm-hmm. And that was learned like from another competition early when like someone was like, they weren't all sitting. So we were trying to get everyone to sit, but it was kind of confusing. But then yeah, it was crowned, I think, Burgers, Ty, Shay.
Right. But there was some controversy.
Oh. Yeah.
So I guess I was looking at Sam and I was like, I thought Pantiaca's Burgers were in front. I'm not sure what happened there. It looked like a kid went twice. I didn't know what happened. But then we realized that Trisha Giddings never showed up. So they had one short, they were short a person. So they had less
people.
15 people gone instead of 16.
That'll do it. Yeah.
Classic Giddings.
Yeah, they had to go back to the tapes.
I was going to say, so you and Sam were up watching the tape in the office and just, the VAR. That's great.
I was missing. And then I think, or they came, so they came in automatic last. So Ty was bumped to first, right. And then Shay and Freddie had to do a tiebreaker.
To see who could claim
in second place.
Yeah. So they did, they had to wear potato sacks.
And stand in a hula hoop.
And then
play tree nut squirrel. I don't know if you've heard of tree nut squirrel before, have you?
No, I haven't. What's tree nut squirrel?
Well, nice. So John Sayg like invented this game. It's like a version of rocks, paper, scissors.
Okay.
But it's tree nut squirrel.
Like he goes over how everything works.
Yeah, but... you need him to explain it. Just in his voice, just the way he says it.
Yeah.
The kids love it.
Yeah, and they have to do like squirrel, nut. Tree,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Who won?
Yeah,
Shay.
Yeah.
That Chey Show.
Right. Awesome. So Freddie went from first place to third.
Thursday, though, also was the Green Hat Day, which this has become, this was a thing I learned about last year and has become a thing. So do you guys want to take me through the four who got the hats this year and how that went?
Yes, it's awesome. Yes, I don't know how long they've been doing this for. Yeah, I want to say maybe, well, I think about the people that have like 10 years, maybe. I think Tom started it like towards the end of his run. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, so if you're, I think you have to be a head counselor for 3 years, or if you grew up at camp, you have to be head counselor for 2 years to get yourself into the old Green Hat Club.
Yeah.
So we had four people this year. So he first was Todd. Todd joined us, I think, back in 2017 with his two kids. And then we actually walked around one of his kids, and now is like one of, it's like kind of like a staple at the camp just in a few short years.
Yeah.
It's just awesome. So, so awesome to see him get that. I don't think he knew he was getting it either. So he's kind of like shocked.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like really excited. It was awesome.
Sam does a good job like describing the person without being super specific.
Yeah.
Like, so I was kind of like, who's he talking about? And then he's dropping more hints, you know, like he came with the sons. I'm like, oh, now I know.
Yeah. You're like beyond. Elbowing the pups. You're like, who do you think it is?
Yeah. They're like, someone's here that has a son. I'm like, you're no help.
Right. So then he moved on to Caroline, the lifeguard at the pool. And so I was actually happened to be like, she was like sitting directly in front of me because all the Green Hat people that already have them are up with Sam.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
okay.
So we're all like sitting at the picnic table around him. And then he started talking about her. And like, I thought it might be her, but like, it might have been Sarah too, Sarah DiBiasio, who are like co heads. And like, Caroline, I could see her face and she totally thought it was not her.
Oh.
She thought it was totally Sarah. And she's sitting there. And then since Caroline, she's like, a look of shock. And she's like, looking around, like, that's you, Caroline. You're Caroline.
Oh, that's awesome.
That was a really cool moment.
Yeah.
And then Sarah also got one next as well.
Yeah.
Like Sam just has such a good way of talking about them and like, you know, just it was pretty awesome. You know, people are like tearing up and
yeah.
It was amazing. Yeah.
Carrie's up there at the tissue box.
Yeah, like, Carrie's up there bawling.
That's great.
And then of course, last but not least was Caitlin. Panciaco got hers as well.
Yeah.
Just a really awesome moment as well.
Yeah, her mom was there, which is nice.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. They called Krista to let her know that that was happening, so she didn't tell the girl she was coming.
Oh, that's awesome.
They got to sing, and there she was, just standing there.
That's awesome. That's very cool. That is a very cool tradition. I think that's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's nice, like, because I feel like the whole camp sees, like, head counselors, like, where you want to get to, you know, but then it's like, no, even when you're a head counselor, there's, like, another step.
Yeah.
Because I was sitting next to Danny and he was like explaining it to me because I'm like, wait, how did the years work? And he's like, well, you didn't grow up here, so you'd have to work here for 3 years to get one. I was like, whoa, okay.
Well, the CITs know that.
Yeah.
I gotta get to that point.
Yeah, it was sweet. Like, it just like the kids are just amazed, like amazed by everyone up there, I think, too. They're like, whoa, that is the crew.
That's great. That's really cool. And it's nice that it's like it's something you tangibly can see, right? So even as the small kids are like, wow, this is amazing. They all have this thing. Got it. And then it kind of grows from there. That's awesome.
Yeah. And then everyone wore them all day long, which was awesome. Yeah.
That's cool.
Big day.
And it seems like too, there are a couple different like variations of the green hat. Like it's not the same logo on each one. It's the same like washed out green, but
They like update through the years or change a little bit. Cause mine's spelled out Franklin Country Day Camp.
Yeah.
And then I think the new ones have the actual logo on there.
Yeah. Saw the new ones. Very nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's awesome. I also got from my kids on Thursday, they said, oh, lots of people got in trouble at Sing today. I said, okay. It was like, get it. And I was like, did anyone do dead ants? And they were like, no.
Not this time. I missed what happened with Cyrus. I just came back and he was in a clown suit with his makeup done. I think I was on a bathroom trip, but yes, yeah, so Cyrus was
what happened.
But so Sam was like, all right, bring him out. He's dressed as like Ronald McDonald with his makeup done.
Yeah, we have a CIT that we found out that does like she's like does makeup for like shows and stuff, and she has like her own like makeup kit, like a big one. So It's like the new movement this year is go see Ruby behind the office. You're getting a makeover.
Yeah.
Sam says again, head to Ruby's studio.
Yeah. Awesome. Pulls out like her big palette.
Yeah, she's got a palette. She's like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
That's awesome.
But Cyrus, they put Cyrus in the Ronald McDonald costume and her face was, it was so awesome.
Yeah, it was so funny.
It was,
oh my God.
Ooh, but I don't know what the crime was. I just saw the punishment.
That's great. Yeah, that's what I got in the car. I was like, oh, was it Green Hat Day? And they're like, so many people got in trouble today.
And then I think it was Ari got in trouble for poking someone. Remember, and then he had to have lawyers come represent him at Sing about, you know, if he poked too hard with the stick or the little girl was like, yeah, it really hurt. And this, so they were like, okay, you need to be punished. So
His
punishment was he had to learn a cheer, like two campers are cheerleaders. So they taught him a cheer behind Sam's office and he had to come back in and perform.
That seems reasonable. Yeah. Is dead ants still a punishment? Is that still something that happens?
It is, yeah. Not like it used to be when you were there. Like, I remember it was like always dead ants or always gray squirrel.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But now, like, they get brought once or twice a year, and that's it.
Oh, okay.
Like, they find something to do now. Like, so I guess they're more creative with it than they used to be.
Yeah, no, I mean, I love the idea of, like, head to Ruby's studio. Like, you,
yeah,
like...
What did he have to sing? He came out... I think he's saying they made him put on the Ronald McDonald costume and then saying, you are my sunshine.
Oh, yeah,
and
you are my sunshine.
Sam goes, and then at the end, you got to stop and say, ba da ba ba ba, I'm loving it. It was hilarious, too. He did it so well, too. It was so good.
Yeah, just such a good sport about it. Like, he had a smile drawn on his face from the makeup, but was also smiling.
Yeah.
That's so amazing.
Yeah, so like if he closed his mouth, like he would just have a big smile on. Yeah. He couldn't stop smiling, he'd open it either. So it was just so funny.
So Friday we move on. We've got our theme day, which is music, yeah, which is a good one because you can go literally anywhere with this. Like just do a song. So what, Rachel? What did you guys do in the pups?
We had a Billy takeover. So we did a fish song.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, the kids wore like multicolored or tie-dye and we did the song Simple. It actually started because I was like, I want to do something really simple that the kids are going to love. And Billy's like, why don't you do Simple by Fish? And I was like, okay, different way that I was thinking about it, but yeah, we could do that. So we played the songs and like a couple kids had cymbals because it says like, we have cymbals in the band and the curtain opened and they have them and then it closed. And then we have saxophones in the band and kids had these blow up saxophones. We had a dramatic effect. The song played for a minute. Well, the whole camp was kind of like...
About a minute and 45 seconds. Well, the pups are just sitting out there, just looking around, like, what's going on? I'm just behind the stage laughing.
Yeah. And I was like, maybe he's not going to come out. He said he was going to finish the song for us. But yeah, then we sang the last part, like, all together. Who made the posters?
I did.
Oh, yeah. So posters were made with, like, the last four words to try to get the camp to sing it.
Because it goes, like, for, like, a whole minute, just, like, fades out with them singing four different, was it Simbop, Bebophone, Skyballs, and Sax Scrapers. They just keep saying that over and over. And so I made signs and had the whole camp singing it. It was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
I'm curious, in your blurb that you send home to the parents, were you like, we're going to sing Simple by Fish?
Yeah, I was like, we're doing a fish song. If you could learn multicolor. they're like, okay.
So the show was hosted by Mike and Fink yesterday, or they had aliases, right? They were called
Dr. Schlad
and Finkelstein. Yeah.
Mike was Dr. Schlad. So I'm like, I don't know, Russian? Was he Russian?
I think that's what he was going for. Yeah.
So Russian psychiatrist in like a tracksuit.
So funny.
With his accent, he's just, Mike is hilarious. Like, I could not stop laughing.
He was in character for the entire time. It was so impressive. Yeah. And he shaved part of his beard because we had games that day. And I'm like, you didn't look like that before. I guess he's like, I brought a razor to camp, of course. And I just had to trim it a little bit.
Yeah.
So what was like the general like conceit of what they were, that they were doing, the two of them?
So it was, he's a psychiatrist, Mike was. So they were trying to figure out Fink's problems.
Yeah, and it has a lot of problems they have to go through. So they went through like the classic like music therapy that didn't work, like showing like ink blots, like what do you see? Yeah, it was really well thought out.
Tried like leeches and like electrotherapy. Leeches,
yeah. Oh yeah, the electric. The kids were like, "Did he actually get shocked?"
Mike's got jumper cables up there.
Oh, then they did a brain scan. He had to go into the MRI machine, like a huge box labeled MRI, and he comes out and there's meatballs in his brain. So they have to do a lobotomy backstage.
I didn't hear that.
And they come back with meatballs in a jar. Oh, they tried hypnosis too before that.
Nothing worked.
Not till the meatballs were out.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I heard was there were meatballs in his brain.
Ink's too far gone.
Yeah.
We set the record for the longest show ever too.
Yeah.
We didn't finish until 2:35. Well, we know once Mike gets involved in hosting, you know that you're in for a long show already.
Right.
But he's hilarious, but it's always long. Yeah. And then there's so many skits were like so long. I'm like, oh man, this is going to keep going.
Well, it's kind of like the last show too. Like it is, like there's a talent show, but it is like the last all group one. So everyone's were kind of like really well thought out, I thought, and a bit longer than usual. The Foxes did like FCDC Idol.
Yeah.
So kids came up and did like either singing or some kids brought in instruments, you know, and the judges were just like brutal to them.
They did Beastie Boys.
Cool.
Bugs that.
We got a fight for a
party. Yeah. So she had like three different groups of the kids and they were actually singing the song. It was pretty awesome.
Yeah. Like full screaming it and shaking.
Yeah, like they had the lyrics and they were screaming back and forth. Yeah, it was awesome.
That's really
cool. And then
they
had a little dance, like fight for the right to party. Yeah. It was awesome.
Trisha did
that Pink Elephant song and went all out with like the costumes and everything. Like she made all hats with ears and trunks. And like, yeah, her costumes are amazing.
Yeah, the Giddings definitely had a full-on arts and crafts evening, I'd say, making everything.
And then she nuts the elephant back. It just came out at the end of her skit, which was cool.
Nice.
Like an awesome new head for the camp, too. So,
awesome.
Just like using like cardboard cutouts. And now she made like a really nice one.
Yeah.
We have that.
That was another cool thing. It was like, I didn't know that was a thing. I'm like, wow, this is really creative. I love where this is going.
So we went out with a bang for sure.
It's day 25 and there's brand new stuff coming and like, it just keeps going. So, you know, looking ahead to week six, we got one more week, five more days that I just can't imagine how much stuff you guys are going to cram into that. And
I feel like there's going to be a lot of competitions, I would think.
We got FCDC's got talent finales, karaoke finals. We got there'll be a couple competitions before the battle.
Battle.
Oh yeah, it'll be a good week.
Yeah, it's I'm sure it will be. Is there anything in particular you're looking forward to, or well, probably not because you haven't been here for week six yet.
But, I'm definitely excited for the karaoke because I think it'll be awesome. Like that's been such a highlight all summer long. The karaoke has been really fun, and the FCDC's Got Talent will be funny.
What do you guys do on the last day? A talent show? Is that?
Yeah, talent show. Pretty much whatever they like. A lot of kids like will play instruments or do like a dance routine or gymnastics routine.
Right.
So usually like a couple good counselor acts that get in there too.
Yeah, I'm excited for that. I think in my newsletter this week I'm actually curious, you know, what kids do for activities outside of school and camp.
Yeah.
And I have a couple kids that do karate. I'm like, that'd be a cool one to showcase.
Yeah, cookouts on Tuesday. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like a cookout pro now. I'm actually really excited for the third one. The first one was like, what do we need? You know, and then the second one was like, okay, I think it's going well, but I'm like, oh, third one, I'm ready for this.
Yeah. What are you guys having?
We're doing the brunch for lunch. Oh. Like pancakes, bacon.
Fruit. Always a crowd pleaser.
Yeah. And another great week. They go by so quickly, but the days are so full and long in the moment. But then I'm like, wow, it's Friday. Yeah. They're over.